Welcome back to Season 8 of the HPS Cast. I'm your host, Colbert Cannon. If you're new to the pod, HPS is a global investment firm that manages approximately $100 billion in assets for a broad range of institutional and retail investors. That capital is invested across private credit and public credit strategies. This week, we have a special episode where we'll hear economic and market perspectives from our investment leaders who attended the recent Milken Institute Global Conference in Los Angeles and why we might be entering a new growth stage for the private credit asset class. Private credit has grown from $100 billion in 2008 to over a trillion now and is projected to nearly double, topping $2 trillion by 2027, according to Preqin, an alternative asset research firm. With a higher interest rate environment and the ongoing pressures facing banks, we believe private credit is an important portfolio diversifier. I want to start with Pranima Puri, an HPS governing partner, and talk big picture about the economic and investing environment. Pranima, all eyes continue to be on the Fed and what's been a dramatic interest rate hiking cycle in the fight to bring down inflation. But following the recent bank failures and ongoing pressures facing regional banks, do you think the hikes are done?
So I do think we are at or near the end of the Fed hiking cycle. I think we're going to, number one, live in a higher rate environment for a longer period of time. I think, number two, inflation is likely to be elevated for some higher period of time, which means that margins will likely be pressured for some period of time. And three is that it is likely that the world, and certainly in the U.S., is going to slow at a lot lower pace than it has in the prior number of years.
Okay, with that backdrop, let's dive into what it could all mean for private credit. We hear from Mike Patterson, a governing partner at HPS and leader of the firm's direct lending platform.
I think today's economic environment, it is in one instance volatile, but I think we all have a view that that volatility is leading in a particular direction. So there is a direction to it. And I think that direction, as evidenced by the senior loan officer surveys that Fed does, it is tightening credit conditions. We don't really compete directly with bank balance sheet lending that much, but I think tighter credit conditions writ large mean that you get paid more for every incremental dollar of credit that you extend. And so I think it's an environment that should be attractive in which to invest capital as a private lender. I do think that the macro economy of the next year or two, we think, could be more challenging for individual corporates than over the last several years. I think having higher base rates means that in general, you need to lend less money to an individual company because you need to ensure their ability to pay. But I also think it's an opportunity to approach problems creatively. Good companies that might have capital structures that are unsustainable in today's base rate environment, that means that it's unsustainable if they have to pay the kind of cash interest that a CLO would charge in a highly levered investment vehicle. We tend to be lowly levered or unlevered the way we approach it, and so it gives us some other degrees of flexibility to think about total return for our investors. So I think it's going to be a time when the incremental return available, if you can bring creativity and a complete solution to a situation, is at an all-time high.
Let's talk more about that with Grishma Parekh, HPS's co-head of North American Core Senior Lending. Grishma, where are you focusing attention near term? And then let's also look out for the next couple years.
I think the opportunities for direct lending will be as attractive as sort of what we saw historically that allowed this asset class to grow, which is lending behind private equity-backed businesses, lending to high-quality non-private-backed companies. I think the near and medium-term opportunity set, which is more unique than ever, is bigger businesses are looking at private credit as a true alternative to what was the tradable public credit markets. We have a looming wall of debt maturities that will need to get addressed, roughly $200 billion over the next several years. And our estimate is that there's going to be a significant portion of those companies that are not going to be able to refinance their debt stack in the traditional part of the capital market that they currently have, just leveraged loans and high-yield bonds. And then we think that there is going to be an opportunity to be able to invest in really interesting parts of an existing company's capital structure in a pari passu or priming basis that allows us to be able to finance against some of the most attractive pieces of collateral that a company has. So I think it is all of what made private credit really interesting for the last 10 to 12 years, which will continue to be the foundation. But I think we have added some more really unique moment in time opportunities that I think will carry the asset class for the next 2 years.
Grishma uses the word unique a couple times. So now I want to bring in Vikas Keswani, head of North American Specialty Lending at HPS, to go into more depth about this economic cycle. Vikas, give us some context about just how unique this period of time is.
It is a unique point in time. If you do review 23 years of data around lending and credit. This moment in time is somewhat unprecedented. A couple of things going on. First, we've got high base rates. The last time we had high base rates were 2005, 2006, similar to today, and base rates right now are north of 5%. In those environments, historically, you've seen spreads compress and spreads remain particularly tight. That is not the case today. So those two elements are unique. What else is unique is post 08, 09, the financial crisis, you've seen a continuing regulatory-driven and risk-driven reduction in bank lending. More recently, a lot of the regional banks have had some stress, and you've seen that play out. What this all means is banks are doing less and less lending, which has created this opportunity for private credit generally to step in. And that is also unprecedented. You haven't seen that historically. And so when you put those three things together, we think this environment is exciting, unprecedented.
Some really great perspective there, Vikas. Now, Grishma took us through the opportunities she sees. What themes are you seeing in your side of the business?
There are a couple of discrete opportunities that we think about. I'll start with the most obvious. Companies have to deal with the fact that rates are high, and so their cash flow burdens will be quite significant. A lot of those companies have high debt loads. We're looking to be particularly thoughtful around refinancing those capital structures. The other thing we're thinking about is sectoral opportunities. A lot has been referenced in the tech world in terms of declining valuations and so on and so forth. That is seemingly a really interesting opportunity. We've seen a lot of these software businesses borrow significantly, borrow on a floating rate basis, and do it without generating cash flow. And so that's another very discrete opportunity that we're thinking about. And then finally, maybe the most interesting is we're noticing that our friends in the private equity community are working through a slower fundraising environment. What that means is their next fund will take longer to raise. And in the meantime, investors value distributions. So we're looking at lending to private equity funds. It's colloquially known as NAV lending, but solutions to private equity firms, I think, is another very interesting, discrete opportunity that we'll spend some time on.
So a lot of opportunities, but one of the hallmarks of the asset class, in our view, is protection on the downside. Mike Fenstermacher, HPS's other co-head of North American Core Senior Lending, joins us now. Mike, how do you approach managing downside risk?
One of the hallmarks of direct lending we think is important, and certainly it was a key lesson of the great financial crisis, was the ability to make sure that your assets and liabilities are matched. And so I think there is still a significant amount of credit that's being issued by institutions that really are short-term funded. And I think increasingly people see the importance of having that match of assets and liabilities and not having credit being provided by entities that may be pressured by short-term funding needs. I think when you look at where we've chosen to lend, what sectors we've chosen to lend to and be exposed to, and the focus on free cash flow for debt repayment, you know, our viewpoint is that as we may see a coming recessionary cycle, that our portfolio will hold up better than the average. As a scaled player, we haven't had to chase the one hot sector. So we have less concentration in any given sector, and so we'll be less susceptible to some of the sectors that may see the most challenge over the next few years.
Thank you to all of my HPS colleagues who joined us for this episode, and thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you by Atwill Media with HPS Investment Partners. Please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen. The opinions expressed on this podcast are that of the host, Colbert Cannon, and the guest of each episode, and do not necessarily reflect the views of HPS Investment Partners.